There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming. We're available. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not selling fake vitamins on the corner of her street, ladies and gentlemen, they're not legal. Alexis Thompson.
I got them all. A, B, C, D, E, F, X, Y, Z. I got you. $400 a pill, though, baby. Gives you life.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Holla Roberts.
Can I get my vitamin D?
Yeah. Big one.
Those are large, like horse pills.
Yeah.
And good morning to all of you on this Monday, March 27th, 2023. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to a brand new week. Welcome to Celebrate Exchange Day. Welcome to National Joe Day. So I guess we just celebrate people named Joe.
Nice.
Welcome to National Scribble Day. Welcome to Spanish Paella Day. Welcome to Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day. Welcome to World Theater Day. So today, go do a play or something. You know?
Yeah, buy some tickets to some awesome local theater here.
Yes, do that. And good morning to Katie Couric.
Nice buns, by the way.
Thank you, Katie.
Oh, hey.
Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Awesome.
Cheers. Good morning, all of you. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's real good today. That is mighty fine, Joe. Because, you know, we're celebrating Joe, but I think they mean the people.
Yeah, this is our Joe.
This is
Joe's.
Our favorite Joe. No offense to Joe Pesci or Joe DiMaggio or Joe Mauer.
Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo. Oh, yeah. Remember him? Isn't he? He's on K-Rock, isn't he? He's on a... Joe Piscopo is on a large radio station in New York.
Yes.
Am I right? I think I'm right on that.
That is correct.
Okay.
He has his own program.
Interesting.
I wonder if he remembered his 10-year anniversary of his program like we did.
Right. Oopsie.
Wait, it's 10 years and 20-something days at this point.
Well, you said 21 days as of Friday.
Yeah, so it's the 3rd and 24 days.
24 days. So... Happy 10 years and 24 days anniversary to Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Yay, go us!
Woo-hoo!
Woo! We got an email from Dan though that I like what he's thinking about and where he's going with this.
Okay,
so he wrote, "Sorry about forgetting your March 3rd 10-year anniversary, but you can milk it up by celebrating a 10-year, 7-month." And 1 day anniversary. So it's 107.1.
Oh!
And that day is October 4th, 2023.
Okay, we gotta...
That might be kind of fun.
All right, gonna get the Google calendar out.
Okay, right there.
October, it's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that seems kind of fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, actually. I like... That's a good idea.
Here we go.
We have a song.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
We have a song. What?
Yeah, Rocco made us a song back then when we moved from noon to three to the mornings.
Oh, I forgot about... He did?
He did. I know.
That's okay,
right.
That's
Believe
cool.
Me, I know.
He made us a song, a takeoff of the Beverly Hillbillies. I haven't heard this probably, I think I've heard it once since then. But this was played on March 3rd, 2013. Let's take a listen to this.
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jace. Had an afternoon talk show and a TV-friendly face. Then one day he was ripping on Glee. When up from the morning came an opportunity. Morning show, 5:30 to 9. Whoop-dee-doo. Well, the next thing...
Oh, cut off.
What? What?
My computer just died. Yeah, that's lovely. Well, you get the gist of it right there. There we go. Okay, well, let me reboot my computer here. Okay, that's lovely. Oh, what a way to start my morning.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Your computer just... hold on a minute. There we go. Restarting that. There we go. Anyway. Okay. Anyway, well, March 3rd, 2013 is when we left. We packed up our stuff, Lex, and we moved to the morning.
It was 5:30 to 9. I was like, oh, that's right.
Remember that?
It was even earlier.
Oh, yeah.
For how long did we do that before it was switched? It was a few years, wasn't it?
Blah, 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 20. Well, Dawn was here. So.
She was here even. Okay.
I think 2017.
Wow.
Yeah. We started. Yeah. So six to nine. So yeah,
woo!
That was a long time ago. Oh my goodness, less gray hair. I didn't have to have bifocals, which they come today, by the way. So I'm very excited about
that.
I'm so excited for my progressives.
Read those menus, Jason. Read those menus.
I know. I had the funniest. If you missed that show, you know, continuing with our tradition of laughing and leaking in the morning.
And feeling old.
I told my friends here that I'm getting progressives. I'm getting basically bifocals. Progressives is just a nice way of saying it now. And I'm getting them. And I had a lot of you email. You were so nice. And I think it was sent here. I also mentioned it on the TV show, but I think somebody sent it to our show address. But they had the most unusual recommendation, and I think I'm actually going to do it. They were told by somebody, I don't know if it was an optometrist, but they were told that they needed to go up and down the spice aisle of the grocery store, of a grocery store, and read the spices.
Oh.
That for some reason, because of the size of the font, or the size of the spice bottles, that helps your eyes acclimate to the new world of bifocals.
I see. Put them on and just, because there's lots of words there and good lighting.
I don't know. I thought it was the most unusual advice. But they said they did it.
You could probably go to a library and do the same.
I don't think they let me in those places.
Stop it.
What is this? I don't know her.
Do you know what a library is?
I don't know her.
They don't have the late fees anymore, Jason. They don't have the late fees.
Can I serve pornography there? Am I allowed to do that? Yeah. I remember back in the early days of the internet, that's what everyone did. They went to the library. But anyway, I could do that too.
I think that's a great lesson.
Okay. I'll make a video of me.
See how it goes. Yeah.
I'll make a video.
Reading off all the different things. That would be great.
Oregano. Pumpkin spice.
Chili powder. Basil. Onion leaves. Garlic powder. Onion powder.
Sir, would you like me to tell you what spice that is? I can say that.
Dill. You can be like the spice man. You can just help people that are looking for something. Oh, I know. Hold on.
I would annoy everybody in that grocery store. Absolutely. Why is that strange man reading the spices out loud?
Oh, yeah. You have to do a video of this.
I have to. Oh, gosh. To see. I'm nervous, though. Now, the nice people at this, like my glasses place, told me that if I hate it after like a week or two, I can take them back and just get a normal lens in. but I'm going to give it a good Alexis Thompson, a three-weeker.
Yeah, you know, awesome.
Lex watches shows three times, so I'm going to translate that into a time measurement. I'm going to do 3 weeks. I'm going to give my...
Three episodes, not three. Three episodes, same three. Yeah. Yes, I think that's great.
You think
give
that's
it
good?
Some time.
Yeah, okay.
It does. It's the adjustment. I've heard that it's weird.
Okay.
Go to a variety of locations. Go to a dimly lit restaurant.
Yep.
Oh yes. Yes.
Read the menu.
Read the menu. See if you have to hold it 2 feet, 3 feet, or 4 feet away from you in order to read it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Different environments.
I like that.
Okay. I'm set. When we come back, speaking of restaurants, Wendy's, they are slick, girl.
Ooh, smart.
What one restaurant's trash is another restaurant's treasure. Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hi, everybody. It's Jace for Nutrisource, the official dog food of our boys, Dexter and Mr. Big. Well, this is proof that Nutrisource listens to their customers. And what do I mean by that? Well, backed by popular demand, their jerky treats are back. They're Pure Vita jerky treats. And these were so popular that they were inundated with emails. So they're back. That's right. So find Nutrisource jerky strip treats wherever you find Nutrisource. They come in a variety of flavors like quail, duck, and chicken. And of course, the Pure Vita brand means one thing. Limited ingredients. The best ingredients. Not a lot of words you can't pronounce on the back of the bag. I want to give my dog the best. That, my friends, is Nutrisource. So, make the switch today. Find an independent retailer near you at NutrisourcePetFoods.com. Hello, friends. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk, everything entertainment, everything Finding Nemo.
I'm a piranha.
I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Thanks for being here as we kick off a brand new week. You've heard the saying, one person's trash is another person's treasure. That goes for fast food restaurants too, right, Lex?
Sure does. Sure does. Wendy's is filling the gap, I guess. Do you remember in 2016, McDonald's had these little wraps, these little for people on the go,
and
a little
tortilla,
little snack wrap. That's what. Okay, wow. So you know, Jace.
I love them.
Well, they were there for 1 year only.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, I guess the workers said it was too hard to make, and they just weren't selling enough. So they. 2016, there you go. Mm. Lots of complaints about the chicken because it was fried chicken and then the veggies being soggy and things like that. So they decided to go away with it. Well, Wendy's has now picked up the slack, some 7 years later, and they are now offering a crunch wrap or a tortilla wrap. It's their own twist. It's grilled chicken, not fried. So that might be a better choice for you. And then all the other things inside, too. You know, the veggies and they're going to keep all of that. So maybe they've streamlined it so it's easier to do. But grilled chicken ranch wrap is what they're calling it.
Let me just tell you.
And they don't ranch.
I do not care about the sogginess. I do not care. Those people are wrong. I love, obviously, we are a show that supports the service industry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I just have to be honest to my McDonald's friends. Food folks and fun, I want my snack wraps. And I'm sorry they were labor intensive, but they were really good.
Yeah.
I found nothing wrong with them. I don't care if the lettuce is soggy.
No.
I'm not there for the lettuce. Let's be clear.
It's gone in two bites anyway. And now with ranch all up in there, like, you won't even notice.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, this brings me to something impromptu, okay?
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Okay. Oh, just so you know, it's coming Tuesday. They're rolling up Tuesday, just so you know. They also have a blueberry pomegranate lemonade and a grilled chicken Cobb salad. The other thing, real quick, because I know we're moving on.
No, we don't have to.
This was just be really quick. I just thought this was the last sentence of this article, and I thought, interesting. Now, this is only happening in Louisville and Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, so we don't get the wraps.
No. The wraps are coming. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you.
But this next thing I'm about to say, they're testing it in Kentucky. McDonald's is partnering with Krispy Kreme donuts to start selling them in those areas of Kentucky. Now, if it's really successful, they might expand.
Girl,
but
they need to make little donut sandwiches is what they need to do.
Miss that. They do. Yeah, they do.
McChicken donuts or something.
Oh, yeah. The sweet and savory. Hey.
Girl, right there. Come on. You got that idea for free, McDonald's, from Jason and Alexis and Holly. Yep. You can have that for free. Give us some free food, girl. Just give us some free food.
There you go. Yeah. That's all we need for cheap dates here.
Okay.
But the chicken ranch wrap, don't worry. You'll get it. It's going everywhere.
Okay.
At Wendy's.
I don't know if you're going to agree. You just said that, and that made me think of a tiny hill.
Okay, what's that?
Here's my tiny hill.
It's time to climb a tiny hill and die on it.
I don't want to die. My tiny hill. Lettuce is unnecessary on sandwiches. All it does is add moisture. And it ruins the bun. Ooh, I'm going to die on that tiny hill.
I disagree.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, no. All it does is make bread mushy. There's no redeeming quality for lettuce on any type of sandwich. It just ruins the bread.
Oh.
My flag is on my tiny hill.
Really?
Oh, I've thought this for years.
Okay, what about a good piece of lettuce that gives it a nice crunch?
Ooh, yeah.
A little crispy. Yeah.
Okay.
Like a BLT.
Then eat it fast,
girl. You
got the L. But I'm talking, what made me think of it is when you described the McDonald's problem with the snack wrap.
Yeah.
It is a problem, though. Like, when you get sometimes a BLT and it sits in the window sometimes too long and it comes to you and it's just wilty and all it's doing is ruining the bread.
Oh.
That's all it's doing.
Yeah, you got to be strategic about what kind of sandwiches you want the lettuce on. Because when it's nice and crispy, it's delicious.
Yeah.
But if it's wilty, it's sad.
Yeah.
It ruins the bread. Most of the time, it's a throwaway. It's just a throwaway item.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Yep. Especially on hamburgers. Ugh.
Oh.
Ugh. No.
Ooh.
No, because the bun is so important. The bun
what about
is
the tomato? That's juicy. That's moist.
Okay.
Do you feel that
you
way about
me.
The tomato?
You know me like this. You know me like this.
Well, I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't like tomato.
You anti-nightshade.
You nasty.
I know the answer.
You nasty ass slimy vegetable.
What did
Get
you say?
Off
Are you
of my
anti
burger.
What? Jolly.
Anti-nightshade.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Jason, is it all tomato or just supplemental tomato?
No. All trash.
No,
lettuce and tomato are trash.
Okay. What about the pickle?
Fine. Not a lot of moisture comes out of the pickle.
They do towel it down.
But that slimy, that tomato again ruins the bun. They're cousins. They're both lettuce and tomato. They're cousins of the ruining of the bread. That's all they do. That's their only function. Nasty seeds, slimy seeds.
Oh, man. Remember, put it on last and then you eat it quickly.
Remember, McDonald's tried to fix our problems in the 80s with the McDLT. Jason Alexander was singing in the streets.
Yes.
That's right. How long did that last there?
Not very.
No, and the container was the least planet.
Yeah.
Our planet's in the dumpster because of the McDLT.
Yeah. After the apocalypse, the cockroaches are going to make houses out of McDLT boxes. whole like colonies and villages.
Probably.
Yeah, youngins. Youngins, go Google McDLT. You'll see what Aunt Holly just said. Yeah. You'll see what we're talking about. They were horrible for the planet. They were those styrofoam eggshell times two.
Oh, God.
Do you remember? Do you know what they look like, Lex?
Oh, I absolutely do.
Yeah.
You're right. Oh. There's a lot of great craft projects we can make with that.
Oh, God. Here she goes.
What is that? What does the D stand for?
Is this a McDLT?
Quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
There you go.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool crisp.
Yes!
The cool stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together. You can't resist. The hottest taste. The coolest dish.
Keep the hot, hot. Keep the cool, cool. McDLT. McDLT.
We're so happy we're ruining the planet.
Jason Alexander.
That is Jason Alexander.
You've got mail.
Wow.
Oh. I so rarely agree with this wretched hose beast.
Costanza.
But yes? B. Arthur just texted the three of us. Totally agree. Lettuce and tomato are trash.
Oh, man. Really?
You know what, Alexis? More for us.
Amen.
No.
We'll take Arthur. A DLT, which sounds like a naughty acronym. You know, there's just some that you're like, DLT? Ooh, what is DLT?
Well, not going to say it anyway. When we come back, food news, we're not done yet. Oreo is twisting something. What? Alexis will tell you when we return.
Sure are some good times working with David and the team at First Equity on your mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, you're looking to get into your first mortgage as a first-time home buyer, there's no better team to work with in our market. They've been doing it for 23 plus years, and they know all of the different loans available to you inside and out, conventional, FHA, VA, first-time home buyer. What's so great about working with an independent mortgage broker like First Equity is that you get unmatched personalized service. They really take the time to get to know you because they know you're going to be out in the community. They're going to see you around. You're going to tell your family and friends, good or bad. Of course, it will be good because they are the best team to work with. The other great thing is that they can shop multiple lenders. It's not like going to a bank and getting a mortgage. They can shop around and make sure that you have the best options, the best rates for you. So give them a call today, 763-251-8000, or head to mytalk1071.com, keyword David.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Why do fathers take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing? In case they get a hole in one.
This has been a dad joke.
It's very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
You get it, everyone? You get it?
Hole in one!
That's right.
A groaner. Thanks, Dad. Thanks.
A whole new batch of dad jokes headed your way for the next month or so. So sit back and let those just wash over you.
And thank you, My Talkers, for sending them.
That's right.
It's good Welcome. For your health.
Blame yourself.
Right. Blame ya. It's all your fault, everyone listening. It's your fault.
And good for you. Science says.
That's right. Scientifically backed.
Yep.
Alexis's dad jokes have been approved by 3 out of 4 dentists.
Yeah. The other one was in the toilet.
Yeah. Welcome back, everyone. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything Chicken Run.
I don't want to be a pie.
That's right. I don't want to be a pie either. She doesn't want to be a pie. Yeah. She doesn't want to be a chicken pot pie. Ooh. I love that movie. Have you ever seen Chicken Run?
I have. It's been a long time, though. Yeah.
Oh, God. It's a claymation. It's it's so good.
I saw it with my nephews.
Yeah. It's a good one. It's a good one.
It's cute.
Before we move on to Oreos, we're hearing.
You've got mail.
We're hearing from you over a variety of topics. Lex brought up the snack wrap that's heading over to Wendy's because McDonald's put it in the trash again. One person's trash is another person's treasure.
Mm-hmm.
So the snack wrap is now over at Wendy's soon. And then that led
grilled
to
chicken.
Grilled chicken, Lex. That's
this
right.
Time. Yep, not fried.
Grilled chicken. Even though that crispy chicken was really good. Anyway.
I bet. Yeah.
And for one snack wrap, I mean, the calories, it's like, okay. I mean, it's just one little snack wrap. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. It's when you eat a 10-pack. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's when we're moderation, girl. Moderation. And then that led to a tiny hill that we were willing to die on.
Well, you.
Oh, that I was. Yeah.
Lettuce is trash.
Yeah, we're split here on the show. B. Arthur and I are on the hill. We, B. Arthur, put the flag down. The tiny hill we're going to die on is lettuce is trash.
Mm-hmm. You added lettuce, tomato, too.
Yeah, lettuce and tomato. Yeah, are on a sandwich, trash. Trash. All they do is ruin the bread. And we all know, we're all smart. The bread is the most important part of any sandwich. Come on.
What?
It matters. Yes.
Ah.
Meat is meat is meat.
Okay.
You got to have a good bun. You can ruin a burger with a crappy bun.
Oh.
Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Panda is with you and Holly, Alexis. Panda goes, ooh, Jason, I disagree with your tiny hill.
Not that hill.
Yeah. I've recently started adding lettuce to my sandwiches to add some crunch. It improves my sandwich more than I would have thought.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Panda, I love you, but no. No. I'm very sorry about that.
Yes, Panda, thank you.
Yeah, nope. Team Crunch.
No.
Yeah. Oh.
Team Gross. Team Soggy Bread. Soggy Bread. Lesbian Jen from Duluth.
Ooh. Hey, girl.
Hey. What'd she say?
She said, pickles, not lettuce. I die with Jason on this tiny hill. I love you. Oh, Jen, I love you. You're my favorite lesbian. And then Darcy writing in about, geez, we're old, laughing and leaking in the morning, talking about my new bifocals, my transition lenses.
Uh-huh.
Darcy writes, good luck with the transitions. I felt drunk, so I returned them after 2 weeks. Thanks, Darcy.
Again, you just got to go to all these locations, Jason, and test them out.
I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to. Yeah.
Start reading things out loud.
Yep.
Oh. And be really loud. So
I'm going to
put on a show.
Cumin, oregano, basil.
Yes.
Bay leaves, garlic. Can you imagine me? Because what I should explain, my talker wrote to me that I need to go down up and down the spice aisle and read all the small print. Testing my new bifocals. That was how she got used to it. So that's what we mean by that.
Yes.
One more, and then we're going to move on to Oreo.
You got mail.
All right.
Jamie Bly, who, oof, I did like Jamie, but not anymore.
Oh, what did Jamie say?
No, Jamie writes, bread is only functional.
Ooh, I'm kind of with her.
What?
I never thought about the hierarchy of a sandwich. Like, what's more important than something else?
Let's think about it. You have 3 hours.
We'll start the timer now.
Right. I always gave equal to all the different pieces, equal percentages, I guess. So, if anything, I think the inside of the sandwich is more important.
No.
If I had to choose.
Holly, where are you on this? Bread. Forget, I know where you and Lex are on your own little hill.
Mm-hmm.
With you both like lettuce,
tomato,
trash,
pickles.
The trash vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
But where are you with bread? The hierarchy, as Alexis put it, hierarchy of the sandwich.
I'm decidedly neutral on the bread. Although, I will say that bad bread is bad bread. But I'm also not focused on the bread when I'm making the sandwich.
Yeah, it's like that'll do, you know, that'll do bread.
Sometimes. That'll do bread. Yeah. That'll do. Yeah. That'll do.
Oh my, Holly.
I don't order sandwiches.
You're killing me.
I don't order sandwiches that much.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't?
No, that sandwiches are a genre of food that I don't think about that much.
Oh God.
Stand by.
Stand by. B. Arthur's calling in. B. Arthur's on the phone. Let's get her on. B. Arthur.
Hello.
For once, I mean, the reason you're calling is we got to take advantage of moments when you and I actually agree. Can you believe the words that are coming out of Alexis and Holly's mouth right now? Can you believe this?
No, I can't believe it. It's sick.
I'm surprised you don't like lettuce in your sandwiches.
Can you believe the words that are coming out of Alexis and Holly's mouth right now?
Okay. No.
Can you believe that?
No, it's sick. It's sick in the head.
Turn your radio down.
I cannot believe we have to tell our own program director, turn down the radio. Oh, my God. It's like the day we had to remind you not to cuss on the radio.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Unprofessional.
Bread is the most important, right, B?
Clearly, bread is the most. Well, here's how you know.
The meat matters.
Try just taking the meat out of a sandwich for a week and just eating the meat. You're going to be begging for bread.
That actually sounds kind of nice, though, yeah. B.
Unless you use the lettuce as your bread.
Yeah.
Yum.
You make an unwich.
Together.
Yeah. Make a burger protein style.
Yeah.
No.
No. That's called keto.
I just especially with a burger, B, a bun on a burger is so important. We got your brioche, we got your sourdough.
Critical
for a burger.
And here's what I'll say about lettuce. Nothing is worse in the world. The two things. Hot lettuce. Hot wilty lettuce and a hot sloppy piece of tomato. Disgusting.
Yes. Yes.
That's what you have to. Disgusting. You put it on last and eat it quickly.
That's right.
You get that crisp, well, crunch, fresh.
That was the theory behind the McDLT. How'd that work out? Yeah.
Exactly, B. Well, okay, safety first. Go back and concentrate on driving. We love you.
Bye.
Bye. That's why a lot of them, you know, the burgers are served with that on the side. Then you add it yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Yeah,
and that's the way to do it.
Yeah. We're responsible for your own crunch on your sandwich.
Be responsible adult.
Yes.
Let's wrap up our food talk. What's Oreo doing, Lex?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this is the science I want to be involved in. MIT came out with these findings last year. The research is making it its way on social media, and I thought, what is this? So one of the scientists at MIT wanted to, because she loves Oreo cookies, just like a lot of us, she wanted to find a way that she can twist the Oreo so that the same amount of cream is on each cookie.
Okay.
So they're evenly spread. So she decided, okay, how can I test this? I'm going to make an Oreo meter, which is a 3D printed machine. It uses rubber bands and weighted coins to represent the force that you need to twist apart the cookies. And they have even open sourced the design. So if you have a 3D printer, see, another reason to buy a 3D printer. I'm adding this to my list. Oh, my word.
Spare me.
You can make your own Oreo meter. Again, this is awesome science. Well, the only thing that's pretty funny is that in the end, they found out that it is impossible to evenly distribute them because of the way that they are manufactured. So what ends up happening is you end up getting kind of like a half moon of cream rather than a thin layer because of, how they are made and packaged. So in the end, I guess we don't have the best answer, but there you go. We can now make an Oreo meter if we would like to.
How about just putting them in your mouth?
Amen.
Yeah.
Just
twist it and lick it if you like. Scrape the inside.
Part of this was just to lead to, how do you eat an Oreo? I guess since we're going there, right, with the lettuce and tomatoes.
Yeah.
Do you twist it open or do you just shove it in your face?
I shove it in my face. I shove it in my face hole.
Me too.
I only lick the middle. I don't like the cookie part.
Oh, really?
Uh-uh.
It would be the perfect Oreo combo because I love the cookie best.
Yeah.
Because you love frosting too.
Yeah, I love frosting.
Oh, man.
Oh,
what's your favorite type of frosting?
Holly, the corner piece of any cake.
Oh, just give me some old fashioned buttercream frosting. When I'm at the grocery store, I pass by the tubs and I'm like, boy, one day I'm going to get a whole sleeve of cookies. And then I'm going to get a tub of buttercream frosting and I'm going to sit alone in my house, and I'm going to have the best night of my life.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it yet because I need to have something to live for. But that is a plan. But that is a plan of mine in the near future.
When you're a flossy dicky.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, but I have enough energy to eat this frosting and cookies. Now leave me alone.
Oh.
Oh. Okay, that is, that is a visual right there.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You should do it earlier, though.
Yeah.
True.
Maybe like your 50th.
okay, great. That's how I'm going to celebrate my 50th birthday. Yeah, just perfect. Eating a tub of Frosty and cookies.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Or 45 or even, yeah.
Yeah.
40.
I love it. Okay. I'll make it. Holly, I'll make you some homemade buttercream.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Thank you. And then I'm going to put it in the freezer, and then I'm just going to... Oh!
I'll do that for you. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. A little frozen. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I'll do that for you.
Then it's not so creamy.
So creamy, girl.
Until it hits your mouth.
Yeah.
Until your mouth, your moist, warm mouth hole.
Okay. 1 week left to pick your prize on the My Talk app. I'm going to use my mouth hole to tell you this. Each weekday now through the 31st, we're going to award four winners with $100, and you'll be entered to win the grand prize. Isn't that great? For your chance to pick your prize. Friends, that's a $10,000 value right there.
Wow.
That's a $10,000 value. That's right,
amazing.
Holly.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a full list to pick your prize options on our website. You know what our website is? MyTalk1071.com.
Yeah, baby.
Register on the app, too. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, Gwyneth Paltrow takes the stand. And I got to tell you, it's the best reality show on TV right now.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Rebath, rebath.com. I love my bathroom. Oh, man, it's been more than 3 years now that we got it done and still loving it. Still remember when Julie came, our designer, to come and look at our space. So no matter your design style, contemporary, rustic, traditional, transitional, they'll look at your space and come up with an absolutely beautiful design. They'll look at your budget, of course, and come up with something for you. They want to show you what they got. That part is free. Now, you could call them for a lot of different reasons. Maybe you just need a tub to shower conversion, or you need a complete bathroom remodel like we did, or maybe there's some aging and accessibility issues that you have. No matter what, they've got you. If you decide to go with them, make sure you mention me or My Talk. You'll get $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. You can also stop into their showroom. There's a replica of my bathroom there in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue. But head to rebath.com and see some beautiful before and after pictures and how they can transform your bathroom.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Are you guys watching any of the clips from the Gwyneth Paltrow trial?
Oh, yeah.
Look, sometimes... I think we actually just talked about this last week or the week before with her diet. You know, she got everyone all up in arms because she talked about how people thought that she said she only drinks bone broth and like she eats a stick or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really what she said. That's not what she said.
Rectal ozone therapy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I know that people have a reaction to her. Okay, but let's put that on the credenza for a second. This trial and the fact that there are cameras in the courtroom for this, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, California.
Well, Utah. We gotta thank Utah.
Thank you, Utah.
Yep, yep.
Is it Utah?
Yes.
Oh
yeah.
When she asked, and I know she's trying to be polite. But when the guy that's suing her, when his attorney goes, starts asking her questions, Gwyneth goes, excuse me, what's your name again?
Excuse me,
what's your name? Judith? Oh, God. It's the best. Forget Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, her husband should make this TV show.
Yes.
Which he might, actually today, it's only going to get better in some ways because he might testify in her children.
Yes.
Oh, the dude that ran into her?
No, Brad, her husband.
Brad Falchuk, Gwyneth Paltrow's husband.
Was her boyfriend at the time.
Yes.
He was there as well, same with her children.
Uh-huh.
So okay,
that might happen today.
If you guys don't know, my talkers, if you don't know, this dude who's 76 now, this happened like, what, 2016 or something?
Mm-hmm.
They were in Utah, they were at a ski resort, and she claims, well, he says... that she slammed into him from behind in a ski that left him with a concussion, a brain injury, and some broken ribs.
Yes.
But Gwyneth, Shakespeare in Love, is saying that it was dude that hit her from behind, claiming that his skis went between her legs.
and forcing like them apart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he started grunting.
Yeah, she countersued him.
Kyle, yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, saying that he is exploiting her celebrity and wealth.
Yeah.
This guy's an optometrist, a retired optometrist. I don't know why it's hard for me to say.
Well, the other thing is, beyond that, you know, her family was there. There was also a ski instructor there as well. And what Gwyneth said is that she stayed with him enough, and they stayed with him enough for him to get up and say he's okay. Now, definitely there could be some issues that, you know, develop later on. But to have all of these other people who are there, it's really, I hope he has other evidence to prove that this really did happen. The other thing is they were on like a bunny hill.
Yeah.
Like a beginner run.
Yeah, it wasn't like a black diamond or whatever they call it. What is it? Am I right on that?
Yeah.
I don't know the terms. No, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That would be something. Now, look, you could, you know, we twist our ankle just walking. So, I mean, I understand that it could, you know, it could be nothing there, basically. And, you know, and then all of a sudden you're injured. So, I mean, there is that. But hopefully he can take all the evidence that there is evidence enough to do this. Because, wow. But also, it is really funny, this whole thing. Watch, you know, having her talk about the grunting noise and all of the things that happened. It's just, wow. Because millions of dollars he's suing her for.
Oh, I thought it was 3. Oh, yeah. But didn't they knock that down to 300,000?
Now, right now. But, you know, yes. Just to get her, I think part of it was to get her, you know, kind of riled up just to pay. That,
yes.
To me, going down that much, that definitely speaks to what she's claiming is that, yeah. And then she's only seeking $1 in damages plus her attorney's fee.
Yeah. And his attorney asked her about that.
Mm-hmm.
Accusing her of stealing that idea from, I think, what, Taylor Swift or something?
Yeah.
And that testimony was hysterical. Are you a Taylor Swift fan?
Are you friends with Taylor Swift?
Are you friends with Taylor Swift?
Gosh, why would that matter?
I think he's trying to prove that she is just copying her idea of suing for $1. I don't know what that gets him.
Yeah.
I don't know what that proves and why it's beneficial to his side.
Yeah.
But I just got to tell you, my favorite, though, was just Gwyneth. Oh, excuse me. What's your name again? That is basically like Gwyneth going, I don't know her.
Oh,
that.
The Mariah level shade of it all.
Oh. Yes.
What's your name again? Excuse me. And I know she was trying to be nice, but there's something so Gwyneth-y shady about that, that I was loving it. What's your name again? I'm sorry, Judith. Oh, Judith. Okay. Well, he fell into me. Oh, I must have rewound that. I was watching it. I did a YouTube CNN clip on YouTube. I rewound that thing like 4 times.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
How long will this last, you think? Just today?
It's going to probably through the end of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have such a great second hour ahead. The story of one shiny squatter, then a lot of TV talk, Yellow Jackets, and the return of Succession, plus Word Chain and more. So go get some more Tang, some Sunny D, some Sanka, Hills Brothers, and meet us back here right after this.